What's up?
It's been a while.
This one is going to be a random episode, mainly because next week we got the week off again. I know we ain't done a show in like 3 weeks, but they're going to be all right. Plus, I'm going on vacation.
Hey, where you going?
Away from the internet and everything around it. So that's my vacation. We're going up north to see the family. Technically, we already up here, but I'm working this week. So next week, we're just going to relax, maybe at the beach, spend some time with the wife and the baby, and just enjoy life. But
that's nice.
Yeah. How have y'all been, though? I have not seen y'all literally in a month of Sundays. So,
oh, man. I've been packing because I'm moving at the end of the month and working, you know. Yeah, I know y'all seen the news.
Yeah.
But other than that, you know, I'm still here.
Which news? Am I out of the United States of America, Lou?
So basically, long story short, my boss got selected as chairman of the select committee on what happened on January 6th.
Oh, you work for
No names.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Put the initials out there. Okay.
I mean, I feel like that was enough if you guys feel it. But yeah, no history there. I been dealing with that. So it's kind of like I have two jobs, but I'm kind of just volunteering for that office, which is some bullshit, but we won't go into that.
Okay. But you still going to be in state, or you moving like statewide?
Oh, no, I'll still be in state. So my mom, she's having surgery soon. So I'll just be going to like help her out. And then I'll move back.
We're definitely praying for.
Thank you.
We're going to have Q to mute that TV, though. But, you know, we're going to move right along. Iris, how about you? We have not seen you.
I'm outside. That's why. There's TV on the porch.
You have a TV on the porch?
There's a TV on the porch.
How do y'all watch TV on the porch? Is that some country shit?
Yeah, that is definitely some country shit. It is definitely some country shit. Only
watch
Q,
TV on the porch. Everybody saddle up.
Or the garage.
Yeah.
The garage?
Mm-hmm.
We have like a projector set up?
There are some people in the neighborhood that have TVs in their garages.
That is wild. That is the wildest southern shit
ever.
So
do they just like huddle around it? It's like the neighborhood TV?
No, they're say the game is on, whatever, they're going to sit in the garage and watch the game.
Wow. That's so South Carolina.
Yeah. Well, hopefully Q moves away from that so we ain't got to hear that shit. But moving right along. Iris, how about you? How have you been?
So I have been on a very, very rigorous job search. So I have been interviewing. I had three interviews today.
Oh, wow.
Three interviews today. I got an offer last Friday. I had one interview yesterday. I'm hoping to get another offer by Thursday so I could have my pick of the litter.
So wait, are you staying in the same industry, like higher ed?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm out of there. I'm out of there.
So where are you moving to? Like, what's your new industry?
So, one place that I got an offer from, no name, but like it's the app that's on a lot of people's phones.
Okay.
Another one that I'm currently going through the process for is another like tech company, but more in the healthcare industry. And another one is, it'll be a little bit more related to higher ed kind of, but it's in biotech. So I'm trying to get to the bag, honey. Okay.
Yeah, like, get the bag. That's what we want.
Higher ed don't got the bag. Don't got the bag unless you're president of an institution, and then everybody just takes you. Does anybody ever like the president of their college?
Pretty much. Yeah, I know. I'm waiting for my mentor from college that I interned under and worked under, student affairs. for when she becomes a university president in the next like 4 or 5 years, she hires me as her director of student life. Okay. But I mean, for me today, actually about half hour ago, I was meeting with a financial advisor because it's time, you know, especially with me about to finish my degree, my master's degree, to get my financial life in order. And here's one thing that I wish that I would have gotten, knowledge I would have gotten like when I was younger, or even like in my early first post-college years, on really like, you know, finances and everything like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, my student loans, I'm going to die with these motherfuckers.
Damn.
Join the club.
Seriously. I owe, and I just got another $20,000 to finish this year. I'm like, once I finish this degree, I will be almost $145,000 in student loan debt.
Good luck, my friend.
Again, basically, this debt is dying with me.
But you're a teacher, so won't it get wiped away if you're like a teacher for 10 years or some shit?
It doesn't completely get forgiven. You only forgive like up to $50,000.
What? Oh, yeah. When they start that? I thought it was like no cap.
It's not complete. It's not 100% forgiven. It's only 50%.
Damn, bro.
That's about to make me rethink some things I was thinking about.
Yeah, public service is not a complete forgiveness. They forgive a good percentage, but it's not 100%. I wish it was. I actually qualify for it because I've taught in an urban.
Yeah. All you need is 120 payments or some shit. Wow, what a scam.
I don't have 120 payments. Like basically, I filed for forbearance every year, and now that I'm in school, it's deferred, basically now my goal is like he's, and the good thing is this financial advisor is a friend of mine. We work together at unnamed charter school. So like basically now I'm trying to once I get back home or whatever and able to get my full financials over to him, like we're gonna devise a way, a plan where I can start cutting down that debt.
You sound a little smitten. Is this bae?
Huh? No, actually, is this bae? No.
Yes, I can always tell.
No. This financial advisor, no, that's not.
Do you want it to be?
No. First of all, no. This person that I'm working with is married. Kids.
What's that mean? Well,
no.
What's that mean?
Just kidding.
There is someone in the works. I'm not gonna say anything else after that. I'm treating it like a pregnancy. You'll know when you see.
Love the pregnancy couples.
I'm treating this potential relationship like a pregnancy. You know how you don't announce anything.
You're gonna be like Cardi B and come out on stage.
I do have to say, these last couple of weeks, just like personal wise, I've been sober. Which is great. Yeah.
Oh, no drunk cue.
No. Actually, that phase is on. It's just about gone.
Wow, I'm so happy for you.
It kind of was forced because somehow my unemployment money has been delayed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that happened to somebody I know, but they got like mad bread all at once.
Yeah,
like,
so I'm still continuing to file every week. Hopefully, yeah, it'll get resolved by the time. If I hopefully get resolved by the time I have to start making those weekly treks up to twice a week treks up to Philly for class. But yeah, I since it's now going on 3 weeks, and honestly, I want to see how far this can go, and if it means I cut it out completely, or you know, fully go into like truly in moderation, maybe, you know, then yeah, we'll go from there. Like, okay. I just think it's time, like, you know, almost 40. I can't act like I'm 25 anymore. My liver can't act like I'm 25 anymore, you know? And the kids are getting older, which means they start, you know, they're starting to really, you know, they're at that age where they start putting things together, and I don't want them to put the bad things or whatever into that vortex.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Look at Q. Shout out to growth. All right, I'm glad that everybody is doing well.
We have a message too.
We have a message. Let's go ahead and get into that before we get into the show.
Hey, what y'all doing? Oh, Greggy, Q, what y'all doing, man? I don't think I've ever met Irish or Chris.
Definitely have.
Since Greggy don't know how to introduce nobody, how y'all doing? Y'all talking about peppermint flavored dicks?
Oh my god!
All right, I'm gonna tap in for a minute.
Oh my god! First of all, sir, you definitely met us.
Yes, you did. You better correct him, Chris.
Oh, Bella.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, we definitely met us before.
Exactly. Just because we ain't done a show in a while does not mean you can, you know, develop the Jason Bourne disease with amnesia. They are here, and we are
here. Hey, Greg. We have a whole show planned, mm-hmm. but I have a topic that just kind of happened to me today.
Let's go.
And I need some advice.
I don't think we've ever done advice, but let's start. Let's introduce the show because we have.
Sorry.
This is the Young Black and Bothered podcast. We are back again for another episode. I'm your host, Greg. I'm joined by none other than my co-host.
Hey, it's Chris Cash, BC, you know.
Hey, what's up? Iris here.
I have a name. Oh, yeah. Hey.
Let's get straight into the shit. So, Chris, what advice do you need from your friends?
Okay, so this is the thing. So, hold on, let me change this real quick. So, I am currently dating y'all.
Ooh.
And I really like this guy. He's fabulous. So whatever. But the problem is that, so let me say this. Okay, so basically he told me that he will not commit to me until he sees my crazy.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he's like, I need to know how crazy you get before I commit to you. Because he's like, I don't trust people who are always nice. And I'm like, yo, nigga, I'm just a nice person. Like, I don't pick fights with people that I don't have to. Like, I'm not that. Like, I'm human. Of course I get mad sometimes, but I'm not coming in with overly aggressive energy. And he's basically like, nah, that's cap. I need to know how crazy you are. And I just want to know, like, why do men like chaos? Because that's obvious what the fuck it is.
I'm going to let Iris go first. Ladies first.
So, men, they love crazy. I don't know why, but, like, they just do. They just do. I think, okay, because I feel like a lot of people have very like toxic ideologies of what like love or what relationships should be. Mm-hmm. And I know there are men who believe that if she don't,
if she's not a level of crazy, then that don't mean she really like love me or whatever. And that could be based off of, you know, a lot of things that they've seen in their past, like kids that they had, but then they go ahead and speak that out and then wonder why their life is in fucking chaos. Like,
right. That's what I'm saying. And I'm like, okay, so I was in a long relationship. It wasn't the best. I'm not going to say it was totally toxic, but we had some very toxic moments. And I said to myself, I'm not trying to do that no more. Like, I don't want to be fighting and battling and crying and all that shit. If that's the energy you want me to have, bro, I just don't have it. Exactly. And he's like, yo, I don't know anybody who's that nice. Like, I'm not even really that nice. I just feel like I'll be chilling and I give people respect.
So they're like, saying he's never. Let's make it easy. Choose violence. Like, no, I'm just kidding.
Right. I'm like, should I just wild out? So he kind of made me annoyed. And so I'm like, yo, he was like, I don't want you to be mean, but I need to make sure you can hold your own. I said, so you don't think I can hold my own because I'm not out here picking fights with everybody? Like, what type of shit?
Yeah,
so,
that's
okay, wild. Two fucking things real quick. A, that is a red flag. Somebody
who's it is.
That is a red flag. And the second thing is just like, okay, so is he talking about he needs to see crazy or does he need to see how you act in times of like adversity or contention, times of duress, times where things aren't easy? Because those are two different things.
Like, right. Exactly. Right. And I, like, for me, I feel like he was like, well, how can I commit to you if I don't know that? I'm like, bro, when you in a relationship, it's shit I ain't find out about my ex until the last 9 years. So you see different sides of people as you go on. I feel like there's no upfront like, oh yeah, she's this, she's that. It's just, right. I feel like it's based off circumstance. Like, I feel like anybody is capable of anything if pushed to it.
Yeah.
So if you think that, I don't know, I just feel like, how can you possibly say you don't want to commit? Then I feel like you never want to commit because you never really going to know me. That's how I feel.
But who hunts for somebody who, like, you're looking for them to show you the negative up front? One, nobody does that. And two, like, who did you deal with before me that is honestly like that?
Oh, crazy? So let me give y'all the other spiel about this.
Yeah,
so his last relationship, he said he got into a relationship that lasted 4 years, but before he got into it, they were only talking for 3 days.
Oh yeah, he crazy. He's the crazy one.
He said, I talked to her for 3 days. Bye. He's like, I talked to her for 3 days and we're in the relationship for 4 years. And I said, well, in those 3 days, did you see her level of crazy? Like, that made you commit. And he was like, I didn't. And that's what I regret. And I was like, yo, so.
Oh, boy. Yeah, he's crazy.
I don't know where you're going, babe, with this.
Because
I'm like, that's a red flag to me. To me, that's a red flag.
Yeah, I hope he'll
bring up the chaos into your life. He's going to try to look for things to make. So he's going to do things to try to trigger you to make this alleged craziness come out because he wants that. That's what he's actually wanting. Yo, you kind of.
But like I told him, my crazy don't stop. Like when my crazy starts, it don't stop. Like, and I will not stop until I feel justified. So I'm like, do you really want to push me to that level of I'm upset? Because when I'm there, just know that there's nothing you can say to get me down until I feel like I'm justified.
Exactly.
Now he's going to think it's a game.
Yeah, he can think it's a game all he want, but...
Yeah, but why are we poking
the bear, the right match with that one. But I don't feel like... Why would you want to invite chaos in your relationship? Everything's going good, y'all. Like, we've been talking, hanging out. Like, to me, everything has been going great. So for him to come out of nowhere, he's like, yo, I got to see you're crazy so I can commit to you. I'm like, nigga, what? Oh, excuse me. But I'm like, man, what?
Yeah, we got to listen to some of these voicemails. I think you triggered some men. So let's go for it.
Not the fact that he likes chaos. He just expects chaos. I appreciate that man for doing that because it's going to come sooner or later. He just need to know if he can manage it or not. He doesn't want it. He just knows it. He has his contingency plan. Hey, I tip my hat to that young man.
See, and that's the thing he said. He said, I just want to know so I can prep and I can draw my clear boundaries. But I feel like you messing up my boundaries by even putting me in this position. Like, my boundaries is saying, don't let nobody trigger you to the point where you want to snap on them. His boundary is like, let me see how far I can go before she tries to kill me.
Right. Like, that is like, problematic. Like, that is a fucking, that's crazy.
That is insane.
He's like, nobody's nice all the time. That's the part that got me. I'm like, bro, if being respectful is nice, I don't know what to tell you, because this is just me. I'm not that type of person. I was even talking to my other friends. They was like, does this nigga know you? You be chilling. I was like, I know. I really do not like conflict if I can avoid it. Now, I want all the smoke when it comes, but I try to avoid it.
That is, whew, boy. Hold on. I think Drake got another one. Shout out to Drake from Everything Culture. Let's see what he got to say.
See, now I was listening. I was like, you know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe, you know, he shouldn't be looking for the crazy. But you just said that you do have crazy and your crazy don't stop. He needs to know that. Like, that's what he's looking for.
Bro, everybody got crazy, though. You got crazy. Greg mm-hmm. got crazy. Iris yeah. got crazy. Q got crazy. We all crazy if pushed to the yeah. limits.
Why, yeah, why would you assume that you're going to do something to make your partner want to go get to that point? Because, like, okay, let's say that somebody is capable of, like, something crazy extreme. And that's also subjective. Like, what do you even really mean? Like, what? Are we talking about slashing tires, breaking mm-hmm. out, busting out windows? Are we talking about, like, putting your poster up and saying, beware of dog all mm-hmm. around? What is the scale here?
Also, yeah, that. I would like to know that too, because he did bring up this one statement. He's like, wouldn't you want to know if that, he was like, not saying that I am it or I ever have, was say, like, when I get angry, I get physical and I'm attacking you, wouldn't you want to know that before you fell in love with me? And wait, I was like,
bitch, run, don't walk, okay? Like, this shit is the fuck out here, yo. Yeah.
And I was like, I mean, yes, but I've never had any, I just was bad. I didn't know what to say to that. Like, I've never had nobody say, wouldn't you want to know if I would beat your ass before I did it?
No, like, that message to me, what you just said, that I don't want to speak for him or nothing like that, but that shit sounds like, let me know you're crazy now, because I hit people. Like, that's
right.
That's
what, like, oh,
because, nigga, I'll shoot you. That's my crazy.
Bro, run, don't walk.
I know real good.
just that statement about him saying, like, he hits people, he retaliates. Like, bro, that is.
Well, he said that I don't, but far extreme, wouldn't you want to know? And I was like, I mean, I feel like one of those physical violence is one of those things that you wouldn't know until it happens. And then from there, I just have a zero tolerance from that type of shit. Like, you're not going to beat my ass. Mm-mm.
That's too much for me, man. I wish him the best, though. Hold on. We got another voicemail from Drake.
Yes, I do have crazy. And you can ask my wife. I told her during our first conversations, we've been together about to be, 15 years? I told her, it's a crazy side to me. I'm wild on some other shit. And she like, oh, whatever, because she was seeing the sweet side. But when the crazy shit came out, she like, you in line. So, you know, mm-hmm. let's put the things on the table. It's okay. We still can live through it. He looking at the long-term thing. But that's just me.
I mean, I do think he's looking at long-term, because we've been talking about that in our dating shit. But I just feel like, I don't know. I don't like to invite that type of energy into a new situation. I feel like I'm still in the honeymoon phase. Right. Why I gotta be worrying about the bad stuff already? Can I at least enjoy the phase where I like you and I have no problem with you? Because I know eventually I'm going to have a problem with you for something.
Mm-hmm. It's like, why are you giving me so much right now? Like, can we just enjoy this
little thing?
Because, like, again, you definitely want to experience somebody, like, in multiple seasons mm-hmm. Of their life. But I feel like that's something that just comes with like experiencing a person. Right. Just like being like, oh, nah, I wish it crazy before I get, first of all, I probably have not, because I have never been like, I haven't been put into a position where I've ever felt the need to like go real crazy. I'll be like, you know, I'm done. I'm good. Like there was this one time, but like, I don't damage property. I don't hit people. So like, but like, I just feel like I'm operating under the assumption that you won't do anything that's going to make me pull me so out of character that I want to do something that's irreconcilable. Like, why are you going into situations with the belief that you're going to make your partner so like upset mm-hmm. out of character that they're going to do something extremely like erratic and crazy?
And this whole notion that women are inherently crazy is just, it just don't sit right with me. Like,
it don't.
Like, y'all like, yo, I know you crazy. You look too good. You must be crazy. Like, yo, who taught y'all this?
You must be crazy. It's just like,
you got that crazy. I know your pussy good if you crazy. Like, why would you say that to me? Like, what's wrong with you niggas?
Oh, my God. Hold on. We're Drake. Oh boy, he got a long one. Here we go.
Oh shit.
Ooh, okay. This is gonna be my last one, y'all. I promise. See, you still in that honeymoon phase. You can be in that honeymoon phase, but he's thinking ahead. I hate being like this, but I hear women say all the time they want a man to plan. They want a man to prepare. Sound like he wants to be that. So when I know what upsets my wife, I know what makes her happy, and I know when she's in a certain position, I need to know how to soothe her and calm her down. It doesn't have to be at me per se, but just in total. So it may be he's thinking ahead, but that's just me. I may be wrong, but I think the same way about some shit. I need to know how to handle this if we want to continue the relationship between one another, good and bad. Mm-hmm. And I hate that this, you know, that if you can't handle me at my worst, you don't deserve me at the best. It's kind of like that, but he just want to know he can take care of you if necessary, and not in a bad way. Just make you happy. How about that?
Yeah, I will say that he is an overthinker. Mm. So he just be overthinking. My man been sending me dream homes and everything. Like, he's overthinking the future. But I'm like, I think he's holding on to trauma from his last relationship.
Yep.
And he's bringing it here, which is totally understandable. I feel like, you know, we all have our baggage. But when you set this playing field, like, I want to see if she gonna be like my last girl crazy. It's like, nigga, fuck her. Like, don't try to pull that out of me. Like, no, I don't want that. So I'm just dealing with that. But I just don't understand why he wants to see chaos while we're still here at the honeymoon phase. Like, damn. I'm sure we'll have an argument. And then I told him today, like, yo, you pissed me off with this dumbass argument. Because now I'm like, you want me to be upset? Fine. I'm upset now. No, you're like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean for this convo to go left. What the fuck did? Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
I want to see how far I can push you so I know not to cross that line.
Fellas, this is why you honestly play the relationship out.
Mm-hmm.
And don't bring up shit that honestly you're not ready for, because you will literally talk yourself into an argument you can't talk yourself out of. That right there was just, wow, like,
there are questions that you can ask a person, or like there are scenarios, there are questions and like conversations that y'all can have to let you know, because the person shows you who you are before, like, they tell you who you are before they show you, they let you know in most cases. So it's like you can have like a conversation about like, oh, like when that happened and you got really upset, like what did you do, how do you handle when you get really upset, like things like that. And I'm like, oh, what can I do, what do I not gotta do, like, how crazy are you gonna be? Like, do you bust windows? Do you get a knife out of the kitchen?
Right. Like, how do you treat staff when they get your meal wrong? Ask me some shit like that. Don't ask me.
Right.
Yo, can I see how crazy you get? Let me see what I can say. Let me see what I can do. Because now I just feel like you're trying to gauge how much you can get away with.
And yeah, that's exactly. Yep. That's exactly it.
Because for me, I just have a low tolerance for bullshit. Yep. So if you trying to play games, like games, because this is what it sounds like to me, a game. Nah, I don't want that energy. around me.
Let me see. We got another one. Let's see what we got.
Yo, it's cool listening to y'all because I'm like younger. I'm 18. So it's like I don't have like as much of a desire to like, you know, get, you know, settled in, you feel me? But it's cool listening to what y'all talking about because when I like self-reflect, I realize when I talk with women, I don't even like get invested anymore. But I'm not like a toxic ass nigga or something, but it's like, I like, experiences taught me not to get invested. So that's why I'm like more of a, you know, I get what I want, and then I just like go back to, you know, like working or making money. But yeah, that's cool. Listen to y'all.
Well,
we
Cheeto, is that how you say your name, Cheeto? I just feel like you're young. You are in a good position. I mean, I hate to put it like this, but you are allowed to play games right now. You are young. Yes. Like, and I mean, I'm not advocating being toxic and playing with shorties, because that's just going to put you in a position where eventually you're going to get tired or annoyed, and it's going to have drama, and nobody needs drama in their life. But you're 18, so you got a little leeway to play games. I'm 29. My nigga is 30. Like, I'm looking for a husband right now. I don't need nobody to say, well, what would you do if I did this? Like, no, stop. Yeah. You're going to find out. And like Iris said, you can ask questions or scenarios and be like, yo, like, how do you treat waiters? Do you look down on homeless people? Like, ask me shit like that. Don't ask me, like, how far can I push you? What can I say? What jokes can I crack? Because, you know, I'm naturally an asshole. Like, whoa, I'm not.
Yeah, that shit. It's hard as a guy to like really like gauge that one, because all of us men have been there. But it seems like that shit, that's new to me as a, you know, a 34-year-old guy, because we've been in situations like that, but we've never asked those questions. Like, I've never asked a woman to show me you're crazy. Like, I assumed that she was crazy from the jump, but I never just like vocalized it in hopes of like her going from Bruce Banner to the Incredible Hulk. Nobody wants that. So, but the fact that,
I guess, like I'm saying, Greg, you're a married man, right? Yeah. So you ain't go up to your wife when y'all first started dating, was like, hey, let me see how wild you could get before I put a ring on it.
Exactly.
Because like, she would have been like, hell no. Fuck out of here.
I would say doing shit like that, like having those conversations, are a quick way to actually run the person that probably cares about you out, because then you have them thinking about all of the shit that like you're capable of doing, but you're like kind of like deflecting and saying like, oh, like I don't do crazy, but it's like the whole time you're asking me to be crazy. So how crazy are you? Like, only crazy people do that shit. That's like a serial killer being like, yo, I don't kill people, I just eat them. Like, but don't they die in the process? Yeah, like, no. Like,
and to me, that's like a question a serial killer would ask. Like,
yeah,
what can I get away with? You know, like, are you on edge? I don't know. To me, that whole topic just rubbed me the wrong way. Especially because, like I said, y'all, I'm trying to live my life on a different, you know, like, wave. I was in a very toxic relationship before. I would argue about dumb shit. Like, I don't want to do that no more.
Yeah. It's one of those things where it's like, he should know better as a guy to just honestly just say, you know what, like, that conversation we didn't need to have right now. Like, I'll figure that out. But it seems like a lot of men now are going and they want all the answers from the beginning of the relationship. It's like, oh, like, you don't want a relationship there. You want to know all about me.
Now, do you think that's because of social media? Like, they just feel like I got to have everything right now. And if that doesn't fit my exact standard of life, I'm going to move on.
Yeah.
It ain't no working it out. It's no like getting to know a person. It's like they got to come ready made for me.
The thing is, everything is so, like, you know, microwave ready when it comes to relationships now, because people have too many options. You can, like, you can wake up, and if the person you're dating pisses you off, you already know you got people in the wing, because you have all of, like, social media and stuff like that, where you can instantly, like, talk to somebody else. You can get to know people.
Yeah.
And it sucks, because, like, a lot of people carry the shit that they see on social media and like through their phones and carry that over to their relationships. So they'll say, oh, like your conversation with him, he could be probably asking you, yo, are you crazy? Because of some tweet that he saw where somebody's like, yo, like, I ask your woman, is she crazy? It's like, wait, why would you tell the world to ask your woman if she's crazy, knowing that like shit like that?
It's
like,
a trigger. It's just a trigger to me. Like,
yeah, I just personally wouldn't bring up trauma by asking somebody to let me know they're crazy. Like
I watch a lot of crime shows, and I secretly have a fear that my husband could be a serial killer, and I don't know it. Like,
yeah.
Am I going to say to him, "Hey, are you a serial killer? Would you ever kill me in my sleep?" No. Why? Because that would make me look insane. So I feel like this is the same thing. Like, why would you? Why are you asking me this?
With stuff like crazy and stuff like that, like, you know crazy when you see it. But the last thing you don't ask a person if they're crazy, because that's like asking like somebody that you see that you already know is being a creep, if they're a creep, knowing that, you know what, now they have their attention on you because now that they know that you know that they're a creep. I just rather, you know what, I acknowledge it and then just like be, you know, lay in the back until it happens. But I guess my final little advice for him is honestly just stop putting the cart before the horse. Like, stop asking for shit that you're actually not ready for. Cause once you get it, you can't reel that in. And him trying to like let the cat out of the bag now, it's only gonna like hurt in the end. So, Iris, what is your final thoughts on that one before we move on?
I think that, like, yeah, I know that people are gonna have disagreements and stuff, but I just feel like, why are you even going into a situation with the thought that you are going to make your partner so angry that they were taken out of character? And whenever
right, exactly. That
unless you are a person who, that's how they handle situations. Like, it just makes me think it's a, like I said, it's a red flag for me.
He's like, I'm an antagonist.
Yeah.
I don't do that.
So he's going to continue. It sounds to me like he's going to continue to try to find ways until he brings you there. And I was just talking to my friend about this too. Like, he wants you to be crazy. I don't care what that other guy said. He wants crazy.
Yeah, but you want to know what's crazy?
Shoes and violence.
No, no. What's this message before we go on?
Yeah. Let's see. Who's that? That's Cheeto.
I mean, for me, it's like, because I feel like I have, like, my standards too high sometimes, where it's like, I've dealt with, like, some women in the past where, like, she'll, like, ghost me or something, and then when I start to forget or I start to, like, move past it, they come back into my life, and then they, like, start wondering why I'm acting different. But it's like, I'm, like, a direct person. I'm going to just be like, why you think I'm acting different? Like, why you, like, nigga, why are you pulling up in my life again? Like, you made your decision. So it's like those type of experiences kind of made me who I am, I guess. I mean, it attracts people, but it's like, I don't think I'm toxic. I like to pick people's brains too.
Yeah, I get
that. Well, Cheeto, I'm going to let you know, you are toxic for that. Yeah. But you are also, again, 18. So I feel I'm going to give you the benefit of doubt that you're just young and you'll realize in a couple of years that ain't nobody trying to do that.
he needs to, like, Cheeto needs to just understand. And I know at 18, I was there, we all were there, and we thought that, like, you know, we wanted everything. Now you don't. It's better to, like, just, like,
you know, like the picking your brain thing. Like,
yeah.
What are you really picking? Like, are you picking to see? I just feel like people shouldn't be pushed to extremes. Like,
exactly.
Why do you want to see what I would do in this scenario just for your own personal entertainment? That's like people who fake, like, you know, the pranks that are not, like, you know, jokes. They say, like, your mom died just to see how you act. Like, why would you do that to me? Like, oh, I just wanted to see how you grieve. Like, what? What's wrong with you?
That is stupid. That is absolutely dumb. But best of luck, though. Hopefully he just...
But yeah, we'll see. I'll have an update, y'all. I mean, like I said, I really had a great time with him. He was perfect until this dumbass convo. I was like, damn, why is it always like this? Like,
and how long have y'all been talking?
We've been talking for like almost the month and a half,
girl.
Can you imagine not even like being with somebody to like get to the 90 day and they've already blew it because they didn't know how to shut up? Like,
and the crazy thing is, so I've known him for years, so it's not like he's a brand new person. We just were cool as friends, and I kind of like put him in the friend zone. But then I was like, you know what? He's been asking me for years to go on a date. So I finally did it, and we had a good time, and then we was just spending a lot of time together this past month and a half, and I'm just like, oh, yeah, this is going good. I can see it. And he, like, I'm starting to bring him slowly around my friends, and so is he. But this question just threw me off. I'm like, yo, red flag.
Yeah. At some point, he'll get it, but it hasn't clicked for him yet. So all you can do is just pray for him and hope he don't put his foot in his mouth again, because that was just an absolutely dumb statement. We're going to do this last one before we get into the actual show. So. Mm-hmm.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay, I don't be like, what I meant by picking brands, because usually what I be doing, because I'm like low-key a stoner, I be like smoking a lot, and I just like, if I were to link with a girl, I'll just be like, okay, let's have a session or something. They smoke, and then I'm just like, while we smoking, I'll just be chopping it up, because I'd be like, I'm like one of those niggas that like talks a lot when they're smoking, but like in the middle of smoking, so it's like, That's what I meant by like picking their brains. Like I'm like I talk slow when I talk to women, but I don't like try to only just talk about what I want. It's just like I'm with another human. I might as well learn about them.
Oh, I see you on your stoner shit. I do that. Well, I used to do that too, you know, on the you trying to smoke dates. That's when you just get high and talk about whatever. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. That's not really toxic.
Agree. All right. So what we're gonna do is, dang, we already been talking for 40 minutes. So
I'm sorry to take up most of the time, but I was just like, yo, that just really grinded my gears. I'm like, am I tripping for feeling like he tripping for this?
No, not at all. But you definitely got to follow up with that one, because if he led with that and it's only been 30 days, there's something else. There's going to be more. You know, we haven't done first 48 in a while. I honestly should save these, but I'll give y'all the first article. Y'all tell me, you know, the first 48 state, and then we'll go maybe with like two more, and then we'll move on to COVID and DC news, because DC news is a new segment that we're going to try. Even though Iris is not from the city, she is a part of the show, so she gets to be a part of it as well. Plus, there's not a lot of Jersey news, so you know, there's that, but. And I don't want you talking shit. So, with that being said,
there's plenty of Jersey news.
Don't you do it, Q. All right. First article for first 48. A dead lizard in a salad shocks a restaurant patron. Local media in this area are reporting that a woman found a dead lizard in her restaurant salad. The incident was reported to the county public health division after the shocking experience with a lunchtime salad from an Evergreens restaurant. Yes, the first 48 state where a woman found a dead lizard in her salad.
Florida, hands down.
Florida by way of New Jersey.
Ayo.
Wait, what? How does that even work by way of New Jersey to Florida?
Florida.
Yeah, transfer flight at Newark.
Exactly. Oh man!
You know what? Oh. I've been having a long week, and it's only Tuesday, so I ain't even gonna do this with you. I ain't even hanging out with you today.
Well, you all are all wrong. This happened in Seattle, Washington.
What type of evergreen? That's Everglades. Is Florida? Mm-hmm. I thought that was the hint. I was like,
evergreen. Fucking hippies.
Yeah. So they were told that they told the news outlet that part of a leg and a tail of a lizard were missing leaving her to wonder if she had already ingested parts of the animal while consuming the salad. Yeah, all I'm gonna say is before y'all put dressing on y'all salad, please go look at that shit, because this is not the first or the second time I've heard of something like this.
Yeah. Oh, did y'all see the rats in Oz and Oz? That was wild.
Yeah. Be careful where y'all eat at, because
I'll never eat there again. Yeah. That's wild.
Yeah, that shit, when I heard that, and actually, we're going to get to DC news, because that's not in there, but we're going to talk. We definitely have to talk. Here is another First 48 article. The title is called, I Can't Be Left Alone with a Black Woman. Reporter said that after she was harassed while on the job, and she shares the video. A black woman journalist was trying to do her job while she was harassed by two men in this state, and the incident was caught on camera. Brianna Hamblin shared the footage Friday on Twitter. As she was preparing for a report, one man told Hamblin, "You look nice, by the way." And she responded, "Thank you." The second man jumped in to say, "You beautiful as hell." And then she thanked him as well. After a short conversation about her job, one man said, "See, that's why I can't be left alone with a black woman or a mulatto. Shit, I can't stand these fucking white girls." Then she says,
"All right. I saw this, but I don't remember where this happened. I saw this whole video. Because it was just a weird exchange." Mm-hmm. We all don't understand how much harassment women get from niggas on the block. Just like, while we walking and minding our own black-ass business. Like, I could be looking at even with the mask. I thought the mask would be like, yeah, I'm in my mask. Nobody's going to bother me. Mask on, hoodie on. Mm-hmm. They still like, damn, beautiful. I know you look good under that mask. Like, mm-hmm. Nigga, I even said to this one dude, I said, what if my whole shit gone? And he started busting out laughing. Because I'm like, yo, you don't know what I look like under this mask.
Mm. Well, yes, the first 48
states. Was that Virginia? That I think it was somewhere close to here, I feel like. Yeah, but I can't remember.
Wait, was it Maryland?
Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh.
It was Pittsburgh?
No, Philly? You all were wrong. This happened in Rochester, New York.
I know it was close.
Definitely.
I guess that's not chart. Close.
We got two more first 48s. A woman sets fire to her car and herself while trying to kill bed bugs.
Oh, nah. But I definitely would do the same. Bed bugs are the devil.
It says that a woman accidentally set herself on fire while trying to kill bed bugs that she found in her car, according to the authorities. 31-year-old resident was taken to this hospital for treatment of second-degree burns following the incident on Tuesday. The sheriff's department says after they responded to the scene, they assisted her with the fire vehicle. With the help of the investigations unit, officials said that it was determined that the owner of the vehicle had a panic attack while she discovered bed bugs in her car. In a hasty attempt to kill the infested insects, the woman poured rubbing alcohol inside the car and lit it on fire.
What a dumbass. You should have just cut on the heat and shut the door.
Yo, that's the first foot.
New York, because they love bed bugs.
Yo, that's wild.
New Jersey.
Really cute. Really?
No bullshit. No,
seriously.
No bullshit. I did get attacked by bed bugs. Pennsylvania. But it's the whole Northeast, honestly. That's where they be at.
Well, this happened in Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, shit.
Not surprising. Not surprising at all.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Go figures. Either. Go figures. Yeah.
Bed bugs. I wouldn't wish that on my enemy.
Now, this happened outside of the United States. A man suffers a permanently disfigured penis after getting it stuck in a padlock for 2 weeks.
Why are you trying to fuck a padlock? So, I don't even know. I don't want to know what country this happened in.
The Philippines.
Right. That sounds like some wild Asian shit.
Let me read the article.
Ooh, you think he's fucking padlocks?
So the man suffered a permanently disfigured penis after he got it stuck in a padlock for 2 weeks. The bachelor, 38, clamped the metal device around the base of his genitalia in a bizarre sex act, but he lost the key and his penis started to swell. He tried and failed to remove the padlock, so he left it on. Oh no, this get worse. This man. It says he tried and failed to remove the small padlock, so he left it on his penis for more than 14 days until it became infected, and the pain was so unbearable that he was rushed to the hospital. The man's embarrassed mom who tried to help him told medics that her son likes putting his penis through small holes. That's the first one.
Was it France? Don't they have that lock bridge?
Hey, yo, that was the first thing I thought.
The lock bridge. He's just like, yeah, let me get my fix out here.
Oh, Japan. I'm gonna say Japan.
I'm giving
you. I'm gonna say Japan because, you know, them across the ponders like that weird shit.
Yeah. This actually happened in Thailand.
See? See?
Sorry, Bangkok. She said, see?
Bangkok.
Yeah. All right, and the last verse 48 for the week. A black realtor was showing a home to a black father and son, and they all were handcuffed by the police.
Oh, I just saw that story.
So sad. But I'm going to say America because they're just racist.
You know what? You're right, Chris.
It happened in America. Living in America, only in America.
Oh my God, what you got, Q?
Florida, because Florida is just such a fucked up state.
What you got, Ari?
Georgia.
Georgia. This happened again in Michigan.
Who will survive in America?
Michigan is trying to get up there with Texas and Florida for the wildest shit that they have done.
You know what? It should be. It kind of should be. Yeah. Have you met anybody from Detroit before?
Unfortunately, I have.
You said from where?
Detroit.
Oh, yeah. My whole family's from there.
No, that's the thing. You said from there. But, like, still there, though? Like, they wild?
My guy's family's still there, but they don't live in the ghetto.
Detroit, man.
I mean, they're actually, what do they call it? Rosedale? Is that what it's called? Yeah, that's where they at.
Well, you know, that was first 48 for the week. Before we get into the actual news, because it wasn't any news, we have to, you know, because this shit is still a thing and people are not taking it serious as they should, we have COVID news. This is usually 10 minutes of us just reading the article actually. Yeah, I know.
Just go get vaxxed, niggas. Yeah. God damn, well, it's free. They even giving y'all shit to do it. Like, I wish they was giving $100 out. They ain't give me no incentive to be a law-abiding, upstanding citizen. Unfortunately, man, y'all get all the perks. They're giving out AirPods.
Yep.
Where the AirPod vaccination station at? That's the one I need to go to.
DC.
Oh,
it's in DC.
Yep.
DC.
Oh, so bet.
I'm like, yo, article. How the fuck?
I'm trying to hold out for the highest bidder.
Yeah. So
no, I'm saying you got the
who trying to give me a G?
$2 million for vaccinations. You could get like Nats tickets. It was just so many incentives, and I was like, y'all ain't give me nothing.
They ain't not a damn thing.
According
to this article, Washington, D.C. is giving away free AirPods to encourage teens to get their COVID-19 vaccine. That is the article itself. I'm not going to read the entire thing. You can feel free to read that for yourself. I'm just going to briefly go through these articles. Feel free to stop me if something ridiculous actually catches your eye. Biden is calling for $100 payments for newly vaccinated Americans.
Bullshit, again.
Of course. Texas GOP official is mocked. He mocked COVID 5 days before he died of COVID. A fitness enthusiast. Fitness enthusiast 42 who rejected the vaccine dies of COVID. Some vaccinated Americans have lost their patience with those refusing the shot. That's a no-brainer there.
I have.
That's me. They wrote that about me.
Yeah. Let me see.
And you know what? I'm not even somebody who's like, oh, you gotta get vaxxed, you gotta do this. But it's for the folks that's complaining about the world being in the state it's in and you're not going to get vaxxed. Like, what the fuck do you think is gonna be the outcome? And then they're like, I'm not putting nothing strange in my body. Nigga, you got tattoos. That ink ain't FDA approved.
Talk to them. But we're going to keep moving through these because, you know, there's enough, but we ain't going, you know, harp on them too much. I think at this point, we can just honestly read the headlines. We ain't got to read the articles, unless they're ridiculous, which I don't think we have any ridiculous ones this week. Summer camps see the rise in COVID-19 outbreaks ahead of the new school year. Q yep. mentioned that. He mentioned that 3 months ago. He was like, just wait until the summer camps open up. And true to form, here we are. Next article.
And a lot of kids are getting COVID and like, having mm-hmm. like being hospitalized over this shit.
Yep, absolutely. Las Vegas father of five dies at 39. Text his family. I should have just got the damn vaccine.
Damn. I also wonder how true these last texts are.
Yep.
Like, yep. If I'm dying of COVID, that's the last shit I'm saying. I should have mm-hmm. got the right. You sound like an old superhero movie. Should
have mm-hmm.
just got that damn vaccine.
Yep. Let me see. COVID in New York, CDC recommends mask in 23 counties where COVID is fast spreading. Two travelers to Canada who give false COVID-19 vaccination information are both fined $20,000 apiece.
As they should be. The crazy thing is, I know people selling cards.
I just met somebody who told me that they're giving like, that his friend is doing the test things, and you don't have to come take the test. You just gotta, he'll just give you the paper.
See, and say you got to test. Disgusting.
Wow.
Let me see, what else we got? Kaiser Permanente is mandating COVID-19 vaccines for their employees and their physicians, along with other.
Wait, they didn't do that already?
I thought they did, but I don't have Kaiser personally. But I heard that it was a thing that was happening with them, so I'm glad that they actually are.
I actually got my vaccine at Kaiser. I don't have it, but they had it, and I just walked in.
Friday, Florida broke the record again, set by themselves for the COVID-19 hospitalizations.
I swear, can we just detach Florida from the rest of the country? Like, let them float away into their own, like, that shit crazy bottom of the ocean place. Fuck mm-hmm. Florida.
Yeah. And the last piece of COVID news for the week, because, I mean, God, Bowser is requiring D.C. government workers to get vaccinated in order to return to work.
Good.
Honestly,
this would never happen because Republicans, but mm-hmm. there honestly should be a national mandate. To get vaccinated.
But my thing is, the mandates are like, get the vaccine or you gotta get tested once a week. No. But my thing is, as soon as I leave, I can contract
the
thing and then spread it for 7 days.
No, this is what it should be. Get the vaccine or you can't go any fucking where.
Well, I don't know.
Okay, here's where I have.
It worked in France. I'm sorry. Sorry to cut you off.
Here's where I'm confused, though, guys. So I'm not vaccinated, but I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm just not vaccinated because the vaccines were very sparse before I came to Mexico. And then I haven't been back for long enough to get two doses because I was going to go get that J&J. But then that shit is just.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, no, my man's got that thing.
No, but it's just like. Do you see all of these articles that have come out about Johnson & Johnson specifically about all of these things, like the blood clots specifically between the woman 18 and 50? Yeah. And then there's this other thing that came out, and then they just recalled all their sunscreen. I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
But anyway, so my question is, because I understand that a lot of these things are like a major push to get people vaccinated so that they don't end up in the hospitals, they don't end up dying, and that is great, and I do think that's a great thing. But you could be vaccinated and still getting passed along COVID. So it's just like some of these things, I'm just like, all right, y'all, but it ain't giving what it's supposed to give because we still got to figure out a way to stop this shit from spreading and get into the people who like can't get vaccinated. Because everybody was saying that that was like a big thing. It's like, oh, what about for the people who like can't get vaccinated? So
yeah, that's true.
And I think the other thing that's crazy, the other thing that's wild is that now there are more people who are vaccinated who feel like it's business as usual. So then they're doing a lot of things because they're like, oh, well, I got vaccinated. I did what I needed to do. And I don't got to worry. But then they're still passing it along to other people.
Mm-hmm. And variants are changing. Like they said,
yeah. Not even-
okay. So here's the science. Here's the science. Yes. Excuse me. Sorry. You can be vaccinated and still contract COVID. It's called a breakthrough case. Now, the difference between being vaccinated and getting COVID or getting this Delta strain and not being vaccinated and getting COVID or Delta is if you're vaccinated, you're not going to have the symptoms that's going to put you on a ventilator and kill you.
Okay, so I get that. I'm talking about the spread. That's what I'm talking about.
So yes, you can. So yes, it's. All right. I mean, it's a very complicated subject, and
I don't think it's that complicated.
No. When it comes to like being vaccinated and still getting COVID, yes, you can. What the vaccine does is prevent you from having serious illness or a hospital.
The problem is people are confusing cure with vax, with exactly. vaccination. A vaccination is not a cure. So that's not nobody's fault, but, you know, school systems.
But here's the thing. And this is why people need to get vaccinated because the longer people are unvaccinated, the more that COVID-19 can mutate. It's just basic evolution. The more hosts that the virus has, the more chances it has to mutate and create these other variants that could be even more serious than Delta. Look at Lambda now. Because there's another variant, Lambda, that you know, it's saying the longer it goes without people getting vaccinated, the more mutations this virus has. And those mutations could, in theory, wipe out all protections that those of us who are vaccinated, fully vaccinated, which I am, thankfully, it can wipe out all of that protection that from those strains. So, go get vaccinated. Go ahead.
I just think that when they let go of because you get vaccinated, you don't have to wear masks and you can not get tested. Mm-hmm. Things like that. It's just like people should still be getting tested. People should still be wearing masks where they can because you can still. Because
no bullshit. All the people who got COVID recently in my office was all vaccinated. And they wasn't even about to get tested. They was just like, oh, I must have like a summer cold. And they were you got COVID symptoms. Go get tested. And boom, positive.
You know another reason for that? We never had a coordinated, because of the fucking former guy, we never had a nationally coordinated testing, contact tracing, and other response. It was basically, that orange fat fucker said to the states, you do your own thing. And if you're a blue state, we don't give a shit. We want you to die so that you can't vote. So if we had a national system of testing, contact tracing, and all of that sense, we would be out of this. And if masking wasn't so politicized, to where if you wear a mask, oh, you're a Democrat. If you don't wear a mask, oh, you're a Republican. If it wasn't so politicized, it wasn't such a hot political issue, which it should never be and never have been, we would be close to being out of this shit now.
Agreed. But let's move on because I don't, the COVID thing, it's going to be
you'll a
thing.
It'll be a constant loop. Yeah. Just do your part, wear your mask.
Yep. Wear your mask and get vaccinated.
And wash your hands. Wash your hands is the best thing you can do. Because I'll have y'all know, I did not get sick at all last year. And I got sick recently. And I still think I had the Delta variant, but the test I took was just a false negative. But yeah, definitely just wash your hands. You should be fine.
Yeah. be safe for real. Let's see. Let's get into the news really briefly. But before we get into the news, let's focus on a little bit of local news. Because Q is not in D.C. right now and Iris is not in D.C. I wanted to tell y'all about something that's been happening because of the fucking cicadas. D.C. residents right now are being terrorized by what is called invisible flesh-eating mites.
Yeah, I think I got attacked by some of those, and it's just like a bitch.
Yeah. According to this article, it says residents of Washington, D.C. have come under siege by a plague of microscopic oak leaf itch mites whose bites leave a raft of painful and itchy sores on their victims. We wake up at night just scratching.
That's me right now.
It says that it's like we have splotches of white paint all over us now, and we're using calamine lotion. The sores are red and swollen, so it's not pretty. Scientists say that the mites have come to feed on the billion of cicada eggs that were left by the creatures when they emerged from the capital last spring and fall on the unsuspected victims when they pass under an infested tree. But here's the thing. Now, obviously, D.C. is, you know, it's not just the capital who had cicadas. The entire DMV area had cicadas. They're telling people, if, you know, you have to cut your grass, do that, but wear pants and a sweater, and to make sure that you shower between 10 to 30 minutes after you go outside, because they literally eat your skin.
Yeah, they do. They leave like little, like red marks. It's almost similar to bed bugs, but not as big.
Yeah. It also says that the bugs are 1/125th of an inch in length, making them virtually invisible to the naked eye. If you are bitten, you probably will not even know until the sores begin to emerge about 10 hours later. Yep. Translation, if you go to bed and you wake up with red fucking marks on you thinking that you have bed bugs, 9 out of 10, it is not that. It is actually these fucking mites. So
you can see a bed bug, you can see one of those. Like, you can't see no fucking these mites, and they really be like, it got me. At first I thought it was because like I shaved recently, so I was like, nah, it's definitely some flesh eating something.
Yeah And the thing is, like, if you look it up, like on the New York Post, I'll send that to y'all, but the zoomed up photo of this shit, it looks like a booger with arms. Please, like, I lied to you. Not like, if you look, I wish I could like send this to y'all now. Let me see. I'm gonna send it to y'all in a group text while we're looking live, so you can see it. It looks pretty fucking gross. I've never seen a bug look like this. It looks like something from that movie. What was the movie? Cloverfield. It looked like a miniature version of some shit from Cloverfield. So. Yeah, just be careful if y'all live in D.C. and y'all are dealing with that. Quickly in the news, though, because we don't have much news. Not a lot of shit's happened. I don't want to talk about the baby. We're going to leave him in last month. But basically, the only thing I wanted to talk about for the regular news is apparently white people are willingly admitting to not bathing themselves or their kids, and nobody asked them. So apparently, Kristen Bell says that she smells let her know when it's time to bathe her and her kids. That is not how bathing works. Also, Mila Kunis and what is his dude name? Ashton Kutcher have bragged about how they feel like they do not need to bathe their kid.
I honestly think they're all trolling. I think it's an inside joke and they're just running with it.
You know what? I agree with that. Like, I feel like there ain't no fucking way.
I really think they're like, yo, these people are so fucking stupid. And then other people are like, yo, let me get in on this. I'm gonna agree.
Yeah. That article.
It's a good little funny publicity because now everybody's talking about them.
Right, because who was talking about Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis right now? Like,
nobody.
Nobody. And the last little thing for news, because we're not doing Dope and Dope this week. We'll do that and save it for 2 weeks from now, because Q has actually a laundry list of show, you know, joints that he wants to play. But apparently Diddy is dating Young Miami, and Twitter went nuts talking about this shit. I didn't care. I'm like, cool.
I'm not surprised. It doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. Me either. I was just like, okay.
Like, Miami likes people with money and Diddy likes Young Jones, so.
Exactly. Exactly. But, that, I mean, that was end of our show. Like, I just want to, you know, it's been a while, so we got to get into the groove. But you know, before we do that, we have, obviously, to end the show with the unpopular opinions. It has been a couple of weeks since we've done our last little unpopular opinion, so hopefully y'all have an opinion that is unpopular. So I will start with Iris.
All right, because I actually had it ready this time. I actually got two. Let me pick which one I'm going to go with today. All right, y'all. Can we all, I know as a black people, we love talking about some black don't crack. But can we please normalize people looking at age? Because people be Amen. Like, oh, 40 where? And it'd be right there. It'd be right there. Like, it just be, they'd be like, oh, I know. And then you got people who be trying to lean too much into it and make themselves seem like they're younger. Be like, oh, I'm looking better than the 24-year-olds out there. Be like, you're not. It's okay. Like, you look your age. It's fine, though. Like, normalize looking your age. It's okay. Like, it is okay.
And they be dressing like Forever 21 just threw up on them.
I'm saying, just like, bruh, just like that whole black don't crack got people, the rhetoric black don't crack, like, yes, we age very well and gracefully and we don't age like spoiled milk. And I love that for us. But folks be taking it a bit too far. And yeah. I just feel like you just lean into looking your age because they got people like 44 talking about like, oh, don't I look like I'm 22? No, you don't. You don't. You look good. You look saying, nice.
Nah, but you look good.
Brad, but you look good, but you look nice, but you just don't look like a prepubescent teenager. Like, you just don't look like you just signed up for freshman English. Like, you just don't. And it's okay. Like, it's fine. Aging is great. It means you're not dying. And you're getting older. Like, great. You're living more life. You have more experience. Like, facts. It's okay.
Facts. I guess my unpopular opinion is definitely going to be unpopular, but that Kanye West Donda album really ain't as good as people are making it seem. People are like,
Iris, how you
I didn't even hear it yet. I thought he was still working on it in somebody's not still working on it in somebody's closet.
Yeah, well he left the stadium after being there for a month and a half. And now
Kanye West kicked him out. Preseason started. Bye.
They kicked him out and he's reportedly moving to another stadium to finish the album. Now he told everybody the album was gonna come out on the 9th, which was yesterday. And they were pre-order saying that it was going to come out. It never did. And people saying now the album might come out in March. My unpopular opinion is if y'all are really waiting for a fucking Kanye West album that he's done played for y'all twice and won't let y'all have, joke's on you. You're still alive. So that's my, that's my unpopular opinion. I'm sorry. That was my unpopular
But does he opinion. Change it? Like, has it been changed? Or is he playing the same shit?
He's
probably doing the same thing he did because with Saint Pablo, he released one version and then he unreleased it and then he re-released it and certain things were changed, but there wasn't any huge changes, just certain things were changed. I haven't heard it at all though, because you know, even though I still listen to Kanye's music, I don't actively seek it like I used to, so I haven't even heard it yet.
I actually tuned in to some of the last Donda thing. And I just found it odd that he made everybody wear black and just walk around in a circle. That was weird to me.
Exactly.
And I was like, what type of seance he doing over here?
Who is Kanye West?
Kanye West?
He said, who's Kanye West? You're next, Q. Chris is going to end the show for us. So what is your unpopular opinion?
Oh, God. I didn't want to end it because mine is about to be dead. Nobody's going to agree with me.
That is exactly why we want to end it. Q, what's your unpopular opinion, sir?
My unpopular opinion. I think I mentioned this earlier. There's going to be a national mandate for vaccinations coming really soon, and I can't wait. There we go.
Yeah.
And that's the day the whites will storm the Capitol again.
Yep. You know it.
So I hope that does not happen. Because you know they're coming back if that shit happens.
So what about you, Chris? What's your unpopular opinion?
All right. Unpopular opinion. I am tired of seeing my black sisters shake their ass all over the timeline.
Mm.
Like, unpopular opinion to me, just shaking your ass all the fucking time is not cute. And maybe I am just old school, and maybe, I don't know, I've been called a lot of things. I'm not in tune with my body. I don't love myself. All this shit. But I want y'all to know, I love myself. I'm just tired of really just seeing ass cheeks on my timeline.
You already revealed yourself as respectability politics head ass, so this aligns.
I love seeing ass on my timeline.
But I'm tired of it. I can't even watch my timeline at work because somebody might be shaking ass all crazy. Like, all I see is ass. Like, or if we go to a food party.
Hey, so
that's the thing. It'd be people liking this shit. I don't even tweet. They be liking it. And I'm just like, damn, man, it's all this fucking ass. And the thing is, like, I don't have a problem. I like to twerk all the time. Y'all are my close friends. I do it sometimes. But I'm just like, yo, I'm just tired of us. I don't never see no white asses or no Mexican asses or no Asian asses. Why the fuck is it always us? That's how I feel. Unpopular opinion. I'm tired of my sister shaking ass. We more than ass.
Do you really you really want to see? Come on now, you want to see a bunch of bones shaking?
I mean, I don't really want to, but I'm just like, why is it always our ass?
It's on TikTok. I promise you, it's over on TikTok.
See, I don't be on TikTok. Maybe that's
see, not.
All I see on TikTok is those dumbass white dances where they try to have rhythm, but it's not.
See, TikTok is a children's app. Like, I'm not going
it's,
on TikTok.
I promise you it's not. You just not following the right folk.
I'm not following the right folk because I don't go on TikTok.
It can be funny.
It's a lot of things.
You can get your acting off. Like, it's a lot of things on there that you can do. Do it yourself. Yeah. That's what I love to watch. Oddly satisfying. I love those.
I'll leave TikTok to my 10-year-old daughter.
Q, you missing out. That's all I'm gonna say, bro.
Nobody's missing out, TikTok is real. At nighttime, when I be just trying to look at people making salads and doing wholesome things, I'd be seeing, like, it'd be like, follow me to the strip club.
I bet you see ass.
But it's never black people.
I can see ass. I have to apple my phone.
Oh, we got some messages, y'all. Do hashtag strip talk. You'll find something.
Yeah, strip talk is a wild one. Hold on.
Ooh, I got peppermint flavor D. That's funny, man. I heard y'all mention something about wearing your mask to make sure you vaccinated and stuff, man. I'm damn sure doing that with my dick, man. Matter of fact, I need to see your vaccination and your testing results before you even put your mouth on it, man. I need to make sure everything's clear. Yeah, this shit done got real out here, man. Not only for the vaccination or STDs, but also for vaccination. I need to see some paperwork. And I need to see that you tested negative. Yeah. Don't even put your mouth on this shit, man. For real.
All
right. Yeah, we doing it like that, man. So I'm more of a pineapple type of guy, so my dick probably tastes like, you know, got like a pineapple kind of, you know, aftertaste to it, because I like pineapple. So, I mean, peppermint's cool, but if I had to ask some of my prior experience or some of my prior acquaintances, they'd probably say pineapple.
Thank you, Uno, for letting us know that your cum tastes like pineapple.
Hey, someone invite me in. Please accept me.
We're about to end the show, Alice.
Hold on. Wait. I had a quick question.
Go for it.
So, I lost my train of thought. It's okay. I'll ask next week.
All right, so let everybody know where they can find y'all on social media so we can get up out of here.
Oh yes, you can find me at Chris Cash DC. I'm on Instagram and Viva La Marie on Twitter.
Go ahead, Iris.
Okay, you can find me on Instagram at OIris. That's OHIRIS.
And you can find me watching Strip Talk on TikTok.
Wait, you got an OnlyFans?
Oh my God. I do have an OnlyFans.
Whoa, what you be doing on there, Q?
I don't have an OnlyFans.
I'm
about to say,
how much you charging? Subscribe to OnlyFans.
I need to have an OnlyFans. Shit, and school's expensive.
So you could be like the sexy professor and come in there with your
making bread.
Oh my God. I'm telling you.
Accountant TikTok be making all the bread on OnlyFans.
What's accountant TikTok?
I learned a whole new thing on TikTok. The SWs be referring to themselves as accountants. That should be new to me.
Oh, yeah.
Last voicemail for the night, and we up out of here.
Well, I hope everybody's not thinking about getting the vaccination. I mean, if you want to, that's cool. But, you know, if one really understood the nature of the situation at stake and what's really being set up, especially for us, particularly, I wouldn't be in the business running to get that vaccine. And not only that, I mean, the vaccine is actually giving people a sickness, serious side effects. One lady just, you know, lost her ability to walk, you know, and we're not going to even talk about the people that are literally dead, you know, and everyone else who has sought treatment but still allegedly getting it. Well, how about you had just got it, and it wasn't that you got cured or they didn't stop anything, they gave it to you. And see, once we get that part together and we start trying to live by these
my brain hurts.
I feel him, but bruh, I don't know, man. The odds.
Yeah, I don't feel him.
I heard that they sterilization chips.
Lord. All right. So, okay, if we're gonna go down a whole conspiracy theories rabbit hole, I will take my ass to bed.
That's
how outrageous.
Yeah, so we'll be back in 2 weeks, ladies and gentlemen. So until then, we will see you.
Bye.
See y'all.
Peace.
Hey, do you have the Wi-Fi password? Common words everyone has said in an airport, coffee shop, or any public place with free internet. Don't fall victim to internet hackers while using free internet thanks to NordVPN. NordVPN is one of those services you tell yourself you don't need until it's too late. We've used the NordVPN to browse the web, check bank accounts, and even stream apps like Netflix. It's the only VPN service that lets you bypass ISPs, perfect for when your job has sites you frequent like Facebook is blocked. It's the best VPN service you can get for both price and performance. Install NordVPN on up to 6 devices, including your smartphone, tablet, and desktop, and experience the service for yourself. Start protecting yourself and your content with NordVPN by heading over to nordvpn.com/YBAB at checkout and save 75% on your subscription.